Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And speaking of Aero Precision, tonight, for the first time in a long time, I haven't spoken to these guys, I guess, since very briefly at SHOT Show while everybody was firing all the fully automatic weapons. Joined for the first time in a while by Brian Deal and Jeff Carson from Aero Precision. Good evening, fellas.
How's it going, Bill?
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I'm glad to hear from you guys. You guys are in Washington State, which has always been a bit of a concern of mine, and all this other stuff. You guys are getting to deal with a full frontal assault on just about every facet of everything you do, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. It's been interesting, 6 months or so living out here in Washington, already with the gun climate out here over the past few years has been interesting enough, but add in everything else that's going on, and been a bit of a wild ride.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about a little bit of this. How much, besides Seattle, where I know there's been lots and lots of civil unrest, have you guys had any of that around you?
Yeah, we have some. Our office is down in Tacoma, which is the other major city over here in western Washington, just south of Seattle, about 45 minutes or so. And, there's definitely things going on in Tacoma, not so much on a daily basis right now, but when things really flared up a couple months ago, there was. The whole city's boarded up down there. There's buildings right next to ours that were broken in. We were definitely on heightened alert during a lot of things that were going on down there, and with our security team working 24/7 just to make sure that our facilities, because we run 24/7, making sure all the people that are working in the manufacturing facilities are safe and have a safe workplace to come into. But we were right in the heart of it for a while there.
With the double whammy of COVID-19 becoming a thing, where everybody was like, "Oh gosh, it might be like Mad Max," and then it became like Mad Max with just the civil unrest and everything. This is taxing the gun industry, isn't it? This is pushing you guys to try to keep up. Are you even able to keep up?
No. That's a simple answer. we're putting in a lot of effort to keep up, and there's countless people on our team that deserve a lot of credit for everything that they're doing right now to try and keep up with the demand we have from both our direct customers and all the dealers that carry our product, and big box stores and everywhere in the U.S. But I don't know where the ceiling is, and it's we haven't found it yet, because everything we make, sells pretty immediately when it hits the website, and it's quite the rat race to try and get hands on inventory right now. Even if you're an employee, it's almost impossible to get your hands on anything.
Well, I've been watching something. Do you guys know Super Dave Harrington?
The name's familiar. But
He's the one that Fisher goes to, and all these other. Lots of instructors go to Super Dave. And Super Dave is convinced that the best handgun on the planet is the Glock Model 45, which is the 19 size slide mated with the full on grip. And Steve Fisher convinced me that I should put an optic on mine. And you guys, and most people don't know this, but you guys have a line called Grey Ghost, which is the slide assemblies, and you have one for a 19 with an optic already cut into it, and it's out of stock, and it's been out of stock forever. So I know that you guys, I know, I know you guys have been low on stock, but you are. But you, how many shifts are you working right now?
They work a full three shifts. Well, it kind of matters on which area in the manufacturing facility, but we run 24/7. They run three shifts, and they're most of our machines that do our core components and parts are running 24/7 right now.
Are you running into anything where you're having trouble getting certain materials or anything like that?
Yeah, for sure. Jeff can probably speak towards that a little bit better than I can since he's on the product side, but that is definitely a thing that's been a challenge for us.
Jeff?
Yeah, our supply chains are stressed to the max from everything from raw materials to some of those source goods that we don't produce in-house. You're talking springs, detents, all those little things that are commonplace and nobody really gives terribly too much thought to in instances like this where we see the industry flexing so massively. All of those supply lines are strained. So, it's definitely a real problem or challenge for us.
Let's touch on something that did you guys ever stop? I mean, you had a pandemic, so I'm sure that they were out there giving you all kinds of directions about how you could work, what you couldn't do, what you could do. You had your employees you had to support. You had your the people that you supplied. How did you balance that out?
Well, that's a good question.
Sorry. I'll let Brian take this one.
Okay. How do we balance that? Well, we try to balance it every day. We're still trying to figure out how to balance it on a regular basis. You know, the first thing we did during when everything got all crazy was, we made sure our employees were in a good situation first and foremost. A lot of us are working from home right now. Our manufacturing and fulfillment and warehouse and everything are in the office, and they're doing the best they can to make as many parts as they can. But it's a challenge both getting inventory and then when you get inventory, where does it go? You know, we support several different main channels. We support kind of OEM wholesale side of the business, your bigger customers. And then we support a lot of just brick and mortar, mom and pop gun shops, as well as, larger gun shops in some pretty big areas. And then our direct to consumer products as well. And when you get something in the door, how do you figure out who that goes to? That's a good question.
Well, but obviously you've done it. I mean,
system run.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's such a fluid situation that this is something you guys have to shift and adapt to on, if not a daily basis, a weekly basis or something. I mean, when I came back, I caught COVID-19 at SHOT Show.
Yeah, to be completely honest, I believe I did as well.
Yeah.
I had a sickness like that. It knocked me out completely.
This SHOT Show this year, now I put the word out, I don't know if you guys got it, but I was on Radio Row and I was trying to get you guys to come out there and everybody that's a sponsor of the show, but you guys are a major sponsor of the show. And I know that this SHOT Show was, you guys normally get swarmed anyway. I mean, you guys are a favorite of Donald Trump Jr., so you guys are always getting swarmed when you're set up. You got both the people that you supply and the people that want to see the stuff that you got. And it was a little more... This time it just seemed like it was a little more intense. And that plus the four plane rides I got to take that week, I'm sure that contributed to it. But, yeah, I was just, sitting out there on Radio Row waiting on people to come and see me. And somebody did, and they brought COVID-19 with me, with them, and left it with me, made a little deposit, and I brought it home with myself.
There's so many people you talk to that are like thinking back now and they're like, I did not even just at SHOT Show, but just in general. And they're like, I got really sick in January, February. I kind of forget about that because this didn't all start until, air quotes, March.
Well, that's just when they knew the name about it. When I went and got diagnosed the first time, they were like, this is an unknown strain of the flu. Then they gave me all the flu stuff. None of the flu stuff worked. And I stayed sick for about a month and all this other stuff. But, we are coming on. We're coming up on the break now. Aero Precision, they sponsor the show. This is their hour, as a matter of fact. And if you own an AR-15, chances are you've got an Aero Precision part or two on it, and you just don't know it because they are the leading manufacturer of the AR platform parts, in addition to the stuff that you probably don't know that they carry. But when we get back, I'm going to talk a little bit more to them about what's going on with them. My guests are Jeff Carson and Brian Deal from Aero, and this is Lock and Load.
I want to
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Jeff Carson and Brian Deal from Aero Precision. Now, for you guys, right now you are in a state of, shall we say, catch up. You're trying to catch up to everything, right?
Yeah, for sure. There's not really a better way to say it right now. The demand has just spiked so high that, I don't think anybody in this industry isn't playing catch up.
So you have to do a little bit of a mental calculation, because you got to get out there and think to yourself, how long is it going to take us to catch up? How do we get the capacity to catch up? How long do we want to play catch up? I mean, at some point you do want to catch up. So you're talking, do you get more stuff? Do you get more people? Do you change the way you do things? How tricky is that? Because you can get, I mean, I would imagine there is a danger of getting out there and getting something that you have to let go of. Like getting a bunch of people in and then having to lay them off as soon as you get caught up. That's sort of a balancing act, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a tightrope that you have to walk. We have countless meetings to discuss, what the level of growth is that we need to achieve to meet the demand as best as possible. And it's interesting that you bring up this topic because, I'll just share a couple numbers with you. This year, 2020 specifically, we've brought in several new machines to our Tacoma facility. We're talking about 23 new CNC machines this year alone.
Wow.
In comparison to other years where we've only brought on, four additional machines for the entire calendar year. And that's just from March. So, we're flexing up pretty hard to try and meet the demand as best as possible. But we're also being extremely careful in terms of just how far we're willing to go so that we don't have to turn around and, unfortunately, the potential is there to have to lay people off, and we're doing everything possible to avoid that situation on the other side of this. So it's just all about smart growth, automated solutions and things like that so that we're growing responsibly.
Now, one thing that I noticed, and I don't ever understand this, because in the history of the country, if you look at it from the viewpoint of politicians, there's going to be times with politicians where gun rights are going to be fairly, safe. Or there's going to be times with politicians where it's quite precarious. This time, where everybody presumed it was going to be fairly safe, then the states decided to start doing things, and Washington State being a prime example. And so there's been certain weapons have been assailed, certain rights have been assailed, and everything else. But a lot of people that went out there and stocked up when they were thinking it was going to be President Hillary Clinton, when COVID-19 started, I think everybody had like 2.5 years of inventory on stock on hand in the shop and everything, and that was gone like in a week. And do you think the lesson has been learned here to where everybody's going to be out there and say, okay, because I tell anybody that's willing to ask me, if you can only have one gun, it needs to be an AR-15, maybe an AR-15 pistol if that's the only gun you can have, simply because it's smaller and a little easier to move around.
Yeah, that's definitely good advice. I would hope that, people are kind of learning the ebb and flow of the industry and, the election cycles and things like that so that we can kind of level these things out. But unfortunately, whether it's a tragedy event or a politically charged motive in terms of why people are being influenced to purchase a firearm these days, we just can't predict those things. And what we're seeing now is a huge influx in new consumers due to
that's
the civil
right.
unrest.
That's right.
We're seeing just our customer base has doubled, essentially, in terms of, what our metrics are picking up. New users on the website. Brian probably has a lot more data on that as he's tuned into that pretty consistently. But our the people that we're servicing from a base level has grown exponentially this year compared to years past.
A lot of, I believe the NSSF has indicated there's between 5 and 6 million new gun owners out there. Some of them did not have an opportunity to buy an AR-15. So I don't see that market ever contracting. Is that what you're looking at? Is that what you're seeing unfold?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people, and we cater towards kind of your at-home builder, your guy, gal that likes to, you know, buy one rifle, make one rifle, and now build one on the other platform. So, you know, we foresee that with this new influx of customers coming in, which we're really excited about just from the Second Amendment advocate standpoint, seeing all these new people become gun owners is awesome. So for all these customers to come into the fold is really exciting for us as a business. And moving forward, obviously, it brings a lot of health to the industry as well, introducing a lot of new people to firearms, you know, to buying their first firearm and hopefully enjoying it and understanding why they would own it and into exploring other calibers, other, you know, platforms as well. So it's great.
Well, I mean, I've got an Arrow Precision. I've got an Arrow Precision rifle that has been built from Arrow parts. And Brian or Jeff or both of you, you guys collaborated to get this to me. And there is such a desire for ARs now that I could walk out there. I could go to a gun shop and take that out there, which I'm not going to do, by the way. I could walk out there and take that out there and just hold it over my head when I got to a gun shop and go, what will you bid for this? Then I could probably go out and buy a Lambo. I mean, I'm sure the prices have, I mean, you guys are holding the line, but I've seen a few people, shall we say, gouging the market and getting it.
Yeah, you can actually watch people buy our products and they'll end up on, we do our monthly builder sets, which are kind of unique looking sets that we do on a monthly basis on a limited run basis. So camouflage patterns or hydro dips or custom Cerakote jobs of some form. And people are grabbing those, and you'll see them up on GunBroker the day after they get them, selling for an insane amount, like something we would never even think someone would pay for those products. And right now they're selling, so it's pretty crazy.
Absolutely. Now, just so you know, I just saw this. I pulled something up during the break, and just so you know, you don't have to stay here for 2 hours. I just need you for this hour, and we're going to cover everything we can. Arrow Precision, their website is Arrow Precision USA. Right now on their website, and this doesn't count the stuff that they're trying to bring out. But on their website, they have three categories that are very exciting to look at. They have the M5 308 type weapon. They have the AR-15, and they have handguns, which I'm sort of wanting one of those slides, but they're out of stock right now. But you can check them out at Arrow Precision USA. We'll be right back talking to Jeff Carson and Brian Deal. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It is my tremendous honor to officially designate Wilmington, North Carolina, as our nation's very first World War II heritage city.
President Trump making that declaration in Wilmington, North Carolina, on the 75th anniversary of VJ Day. Speaking about 500 miles to the northeast of that in Wilmington, Delaware, former Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden took questions for the first time since July 30th and was asked why he's heading to Kenosha on Thursday.
I'm not going to tell Kenosha what they have to do, but we have to do together. I spent my whole life, including in this city you're in right now, bringing people together, bringing the community and police officers together, bringing business leaders and civic leaders together. And so that's my purpose in going.
This is USA Radio News. Over $8 million has been given in federal assistance to Hurricane Laura victims in Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards saying 80,000 people or so have registered for help after the storm blew through the area almost a week ago. John David Wells, host of the Wells Report, heard on many of these same USA Radio Network stations, traveled to Louisiana and talks about how the people are doing in their state.
Well, everybody's shaken. Imagine the worst thunderstorm you can think of,
right?
And then multiply it by 5 or 10. Laura came to the coast of Louisiana and Texas with 150 mile an hour wind.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says it's possible there will be a coronavirus vaccine before the November election. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying he will not be satisfied until there is a safe and effective vaccine, and that will likely happen closer to the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Brian Deal and Jeff Carson from Aero Precision. While you guys have been trying to catch up and been trying to do this balancing act of do we get this or do we hire these people or do we change this process, at the same time, you're still trying to develop new product too, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. The strain of the industry has definitely had a pretty big impact on what we've been trying to accomplish throughout the year. And no secret that our customers are still wanting what we've talked about at SHOT Show last year before all this really unfolded.
Did you ever get the, now I know you guys were talking about putting together a AR-10 pistol that was supposed to work very well and all this other stuff, and I was going to get to try one of those, but then COVID hit, and of course nothing like that ever happened. So, have we gotten to that part yet? Because I know you got other things that are coming up too. I mean, a lot of exciting things for people that like, you know, that for the people that build guns and the people that want to buy guns.
Yeah, so I mean, in terms of the AR pistol, I know that was something we spoke about specifically for you. That wasn't necessarily a
project that we had on the docket per se. We have complete uppers and complete lowers that would satisfy a customer that's looking for configuration of that nature. But in terms of new products that we're really working towards bringing to market right now would be our pistol caliber carbine options and our new charging handle specifically that are getting really close here finally.
I just remember shooting video. Did I shoot it with you, Brian? When you were pulling the parts out of your pocket, was that you pulling parts out of your pocket?
I can't remember. I know that I've done one with you, and I think Jeff has as well. So I don't know specifically.
Doing one with you guys, and
you know how it goes.
Yeah, you were showing me a bolt carrier group for the AR-10. That's why I brought that up. I know about the pistol caliber carbines and the. There's sort of a race on those among some people, but I would imagine you guys will have an advantage when you come out of the pike, or out of the pipe, rather. So your pistol caliber carbine, will this be looking like sort of an AR-15 that takes smaller magazines?
Yeah, that's so our design is based off of our popular M4E1 lower receiver, so it was going to look very similar to that. As most people know, when you're talking about pistol caliber carbines, there's a couple challenges you have to solve for in terms of, you know, the magazine and where it interfaces with the mag catch, et cetera. So yep. It does look a little bit different. There's some proprietary parts that we're going to be including with our lower and upper receivers to have it work the way that we've intended it to. So,
will this be a weapon of a size that we'll be able to fit into like a discreet carry bag in case I might want to go down to Seattle one night and, you know, listen to my own radio show while they're riding down there and then have me a little surprise welcome wagon bag with me if something bad happens?
Yeah, there's definitely configurations that can be built out to satisfy that need for sure. You know, we have barrel length configurations for the 9mm, all the caliber options that would be 5.5, 8.3-inch, 11-inch, and a 16-inch for those legal length builds that people are looking for.
Are you going to make a 10mm variant by any chance?
Yep, that's planned as well.
Wow.
So we have a small frame and large frame platforms planned.
Yeah. I'm very intrigued by a 10mm pistol caliber carbine. I've never gotten my hands on one, never seen one. I know there's one company out there that we won't mention that probably makes one, but like I said, we're not going to mention that. For you guys, now, when all this started, did you have to take a moment and say, okay, we're going to have to reevaluate our priorities. We're going to have to take a certain percentage of what was here, and we're going to have to put it here, but you still are developing new product?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead. You know, something that we have to do when things get all crazy and the industry spikes, and it happens, you know, once a year or so, and we already knew this year it was going to happen because of the election. That's natural. Everything that's happened over the past 6 months, not quite so much, but, you know, you got to support what your customers need currently first, and that's what we've been doing, and that's unfortunately what pushes a lot of these projects out is, you know, upper and lower receivers are our bread and butter. We can make a lot in a hurry. And when industry gets crazy, you know, those are the parts people want immediately, and our business partners need to support their businesses. So the first thing we do is, you know, we try and get as many of those out as efficiently and as well as we can quickly. And, you know, but all of those projects, they cut into machine time. You have so much machine time between all the machines you have. And if one part's being made on it, you can't make something else. So, you know, we solve for that with raising, you know, capital, putting capital into new machinery, into new employees, and just trying to up our overall production numbers.
When you guys do increase what you got going on, when you guys increase your capacity and your capability of what you can put out, I kind of think it's going to stay that way for a while, because I think this was a wake-up call, especially on the left coast there where you guys work, because everybody there that lives there has been told, you know, it's easier to buy a gun than it is to buy a head of broccoli or a book or any of this other stuff. And then they went out, and when they felt like they needed to do it, they found out they couldn't. And in some cases, they found out what gun control really was. Most of these people that on that coast that have been supporting it because, you know, they've been lied to. Now they know. And do you think that's going to influence what happens in your state, for example? Is that going to influence anything?
You know, I think it's really unique in that fact, in that And we were actually on the show with you. I think actually one of our other employees was a little while ago, and they were talking about 1639, the law that passed here in Washington.
Yeah.
That made it so you have to be 21, and you have to go through a whole bunch of hoops to be able to buy a semi-automatic firearm. And it's kind of laughable, the people that are coming to us right now and saying, you know, I want to buy XYZ, and then, or our dealers here in Washington, and then they're explaining to them, well, sorry, you know, you guys passed the 1639 law, so I can't just let you walk out the door with this. You have to take this class. You have to, you know, go through a waiting period. You have to be of age, obviously, which is not 18. It's 21 here in Washington. And you're having people that literally, you know, voted that in place not knowing what they were voting for, now feeling the repercussions of the choices that they made.
Yeah. I mean, the way they titled them, Initiative I-1639, that sounded to me like a highway. It did. It did. When I saw and the one before that, that came before that, they both sounded like highways to me. And when they were, I can assume, you know, and I'm fairly hardwired into whatever anybody's out there doing. So I could see all kinds of room for confusion. And I'm sure a lot of people voted for it without knowing what they were voting for. So hopefully, I hope that changes your local political situation. I think your business situation is going to be quite robust for the coming time, at least at the very least, simply because I think things have changed. But we're coming up on the next break. And there's something I've been dying to ask you guys about. Simply because I've been watching. I follow everything you guys do. It's almost like I'm stalking. So I know that you've got a collaboration coming up, and I want to talk about that in the next segment as we head into the break. Aero Precision USA. If you own an AR-15, you probably already have some of their stuff. Getting more of their stuff just makes it better. I have one completely, nothing but Aero parts except for the furniture. It is the best AR-15 I have ever owned. We'll be right back. We're talking to Jeff Carson and Brian Deal from Aero Precision. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils,
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Brian Deal and Jeff Carson from Aero Precision. How much can you tell me, simply because I've done some other stuff with this, I've tried some of these other things with this cat that he has a hand in, how much can you tell me about the Thunder Ranch collaboration?
I can tell you whatever you want to know there. So
Thunder Ranch, tell me about it, please.
Thunder Ranch is an exciting partnership for us. So Clint and Heidi Smith of Thunder Ranch, many of your listeners probably know who they are, but in case they don't, you know, Clint came up, he was in the armed services, came up through the ranks, worked on, did a lot of training for HK and various other organizations, law enforcement agencies, et cetera, and then started Thunder Ranch himself with Heidi, and they've been doing awesome training out there in Oregon ever since. I mean, I suppose it started in Texas, but they're up in Oregon now, and you know, they approached us at one point in time to do a rifle project with them and to build in essentially the features and functions that Clint deems to be the ultimate fighting carbine. And with their recommendations, we worked on a project with them to build complete uppers and complete lowers that people can purchase in the configurations that Clint would like, but staying true to our business model, so to speak. We also offer the receiver sets and receivers separately for people that, you know, are fans of Thunder Ranch, believe in their creed and whatnot, but want to build it a little bit differently, which is, you know, the true art of an AR-15 is that you can build it into anything that you want, right? The quote-unquote adult Legos, if you will. So, you know, there's several features built into that. We start out with the lower receiver in terms of it's based off of our M4A1 lower receiver. Clint requested having access ports in the magazine well for people with injuries or short fingers to clear malfunctions if they should arise. He spec'd out different triggers so that it's just a little bit more crisp than your standard mil-spec trigger. It's obviously got their logo on the side, emblazoned on the side there. You see the big Thunder Ranch logo on there as well. Then the upper receiver also has their insignia on the rear tang. It comes with flip-up sights because he wanted it to be ready to rock right out of the box.
Right.
And features our Atlas handguard, which is Atlas R1 handguard, which has the full top Picatinny rail. Mid-length system. It's available in 14, 5, and 16-inch configurations. And, it's basically what he wants right out of the box and what they consider as an organization to be the ultimate fighting carbine.
Well, I mean, I've shot the Nighthawk Custom Thunder Ranch Combat Special. And with that one, what he wanted was a 1911 that you didn't have to have any tools to take apart, that you could take apart with your hands, that straight out of the box was going to work, that had everything anybody might want. You didn't have to customize it. Already had the front serrations and everything else. So it doesn't surprise me that the AR-15 would be spec'd out that way. But what Clint is looking for, and you can help me out with this, because I haven't actually seen a picture of this gun, to be honest with you, but he's looking for, or it seems to me like he's looking for the best realization of the basic fundamental weapon with all the best ingredients in it to where it runs better than the fundamental weapon is going to, but at the same time, it still is simple. Is that the way this was designed?
Yeah, Thunder Ranch is a no-frills organization. It's a function over form, if you will. He always says that he's not trying to change the original design. He's just trying to make improvements based on, what they've come across or what he's come across in his lifetime, decades of, being somebody that's on the front lines utilizing an AR-15, M16, what have you, as a tool, right? So he's taking the wealth of knowledge that he has and imparting it onto the product that he wants to push out to market in the partnership with Air Precision.
So I guess now with Clint, a lot of things that he does now, most of the time when you're looking at Clint, he's carrying a single stack 1911. And I think he used to carry a Garand. And do a lot of shooting with a Garand. So you guys must have actually put a very exceptional realization of the M16 or the AR-15 in front of his face for him to adapt this, because this is not something he would do lightly. I'm aware of him doing other collaborations with handguns. Is this the first collaboration he's ever done with an AR?
With an AR, I believe that they had maybe one other configuration in the past. But I don't think, it gained a lot of traction at one point in time. I'm not sure why. So they approached us and we loved the opportunity. I think he's always realized the importance and the significance of the AR-15 platform. And I don't think he's any stranger to it by any means. He does enjoy his, classic firearms for sure, but, he's an incredibly intelligent man. And I think he just, was looking for the right partner.
Well, yeah, and the other thing, though, is, like, I like the idea that he uses the old items, but finding parts for an M1 Garand, that's got to be really, really hard. There's going to be AR-15 parts are going to be easier to find. But now, correct me if I'm wrong about this. The difference between an AR-15, like this one, the Thunder Ranch one, versus, say, one that is traditionally mil-spec. I've always thought of mil-spec as indicating, we know it's going to break, but you've got an armorer back in the rear that'll fix it for you. Fair? Is that a fair way to put it?
Well, I mean, everybody's got their own standard of what mil-spec means to them. Mil-spec, from a manufacturing side of things, is really just down to the tolerances that are specified by the military's TDP. So for us, a mil-spec build would be something that fits those specifications. So I guess I'd leave that up to a person's personal interpretation of what mil-spec means.
I do not think the gun that I built from your parts kit is a mil-spec gun. I think it is above a mil-spec gun. I don't think I can break it. I don't think I can shoot it till it catches on fire. I probably could throw it up, you know, I could probably throw it out of something at a high altitude and break it. But that's about the only way. And that's the difference between a $450 gun and a well thought out gun. And we're going to have to talk about this Thunder Ranch thing. Another time when we're not actually doing an interview. I'm very excited to see this thing. And maybe there's some video. Is there some video out there of that I can go watch?
Yeah, we did have it out at SHOT Show, so there's a couple videos out if you want to check, or you or your listeners want to check out any more information on that.
I came over there and filmed, and there was just so many guns being fired. So many people firing them. I was just sitting there going, wow, what a glorious expenditure of ammunition this one is. And it was just crazy. It was crazy. So, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed watching that. But anyway, before we take off, let me first say this to you guys. You guys should come back more often. So many things we could talk about. I mean, you guys are constantly moving. You're constantly innovating and all this other stuff. Plus, you know, you operate in a very, very business-prohibitive environment where you guys are stationed. So it's always interesting to talk to you guys that not only exist, but you thrive in that. And the other thing is, well, gosh, you're big sponsors of my show. I walk around wearing your hat. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about maybe tattooing that big A on the side of my head. That would probably look pretty cool, I think. But anyway, you guys should really think about coming back on. You know the pipeline. You get a hold of Amy, and Amy gets a hold of me, and I say yes. That's just the way it's going to work.
Yeah.
Just the way it's going to work.
Good competition for the tattoo championship at Arrow Precision, because we've got a couple customers with big rifles on their back. So. We'd be happy to cover the cost of that for you, Bill, if you want to get that done.
We'll be in touch. Guys, thanks very much for joining me today. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you having us on.
Arrow Precision USA, check them out. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. As we do, hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.